Praise God. Good morning, everyone. Ayan. So we miss our men in the house, but don't worry. They are in the right place, worshiping the Lord and fellowshipping. And siguro yung mga misses dito, sino ba yung mga ang mga asawa nyo yung nandoon? Nakita nyo ang kanilang trekking. At ang mga messages nyo ay ingat, ingat, ingat. Ingat. Ayun, natakot tayong bigla, no? Pero ang pag-iingat ng Diyos ay nasa kanila. Susunod na po ang mga kababaihan. Wala po tayong trekking. Ang meron po tayo ay sleeping. Alright, kaya tayo na. Sige po, pasalubungan natin ang palakpak ng Panginoon. Hallelujah. We welcome Jesus in our midst. God bless our little ones in their Sunday school. Kamusta na po kayo? Nakabukas po ba ang inyong mga Wi-Fi, internet? Don't worry, may replay naman po ang Miss Universe 2023. But right now, let us turn our eyes, our whole attention to the God of the universe. Amen? And He is about to speak. Magsasalita po ang Diyos sa atin through His Word, and allow me po to share His Word destined for us today. Ibinilin po sa akin ni Pastor Al na mag-break daw po muna tayo from the book of Hebrews, at kanya pong lalagumin ang two topics for next Sunday. So, break muna po tayo for the book of Hebrews. Pero hindi tayo break from receiving the word of the Lord. Are you ready, mga kapatid? Ready na po ba tayo? Amen. Praise God. So, alam niyo po ba na ang Crossroads Church ay nag-celebrate na ng kanyang 42nd year birthday. And we are walking through our 43rd year. Yun. At kaunti na lang ay maabot na natin yung Jubilee year na tinatawag, yung 50th year. Napakasarap po na makasama sa 50th year po natin. And mayroon po tayong tinatanaw na goal sa ating paglalakbay. Hindi lamang po tayo magsasama-sama dito to just sing and to fellowship and to have our live groups, no po. But meron tayong tinatanaw na mangyari sa ating mga buhay. And as a Crossroads Church, ito ang ating panghitain. That we become a mighty church, a mighty nation for God. And nais natin pong i-journey at takbuhin ang pagkatawag ng Diyos sa atin. For the next 10 years, at nagsimula po ito ng taong 2023, matatapos po ito sa 2033, ayan, nais po natin makita na ang bawat isa ay theologically designed. Ibig pong sabihin nito ay lahat tayo ay pupunta, tumutungo sa salita ng Diyos, that whatever we say or do or act upon na po mga decisions natin, talaga po ito ay guided and founded by the Word of God. And then, nakikita rin po natin na in the next 10 years, tayo ay intentionally discipled. No? Ibig sabihin, talagang pumaparoon tayo kung saan kumikilos ang Diyos. At tayo po ay nagpapatulong para tayo maging kamukha ng Panginoong Jesus. And then, we also see ourselves as missionally deployed. Ibig sabihin, nakikita natin ang ating pagkatawag sa buong mundo, no? That we go and really bear fruits of Jesus. And then, therefore, we see ourselves as exponentially developed. Ibig sabihin, dumadami tayo, hindi lang tayo nadadagdagan, kung hindi dumadami ang lahi ng Panginoong Jesus. The best of us is not our goal, but the Christ-likeness is our main thing here. Ang dumadami ay ang kamukha ng Panginoon. And then, spiritually directed, we pray and we long for every one of us na tayo po'y nagiging maingat sa ating mga lakad at takbuhin sa buhay. That we are really spiritually directed and guided by the Holy Spirit through His Word, through the power of Jesus, and through His designated leaders that He gave to us. Today, akin pong tatalakayin sa inyo yung nasa gitna. Ano po ba yung nasa gitna? That's the heart of our goal for 2023 to 2033, for the next 10 years. Let us take a look at the heart of the goals, and that is being missionally deployed. So I'm gonna share with you today, missionally deployed. Ano bang ibig sabihin nito? What does it take to build a mission church? Mayroon pong pagkakaiba, a church with missions and a church in missions. Mayroon pong pagkakaiba, mayroon pong difference between a church with missions and a church in missions. And for us to be missionally deployed, we need to be in a church wherein this church is in missions, not just with missions. So pagka sinabi nating church with missions, kanilang kinukonsidera na ang mission is one of the programs na occasional or kaya panapanahon lang. Kapag the weather is fine, let's do mission. Pero hindi po. No? The church in mission. There are four key principles that are foundational in building a missional church. Ayon po kay Pastor Edmond Chan, meron daw pong apat na prinsipyo para malaman natin at makita natin na ang Crossroads Church ba, church in missions, or talaga bang missional church po tayo. And I just present this four principles by Pastor Edmond Chan with this diagram. So number one is, kailangan daw po maunawaan natin yung mission education. We have to understand what is this all about and get a sense of global vision. Everybody say with me, global. Sige po, one more time, global. Yan. So kailangan daw natin matutunan, malaman ano ang ibig sabihin ng mission and ano ang kanyang pakahulugan. The mission of God is the mission of the church. So wala pong ibang mission ang Crossroads maliban sa mission ng Diyos. At dito sa mission education, matatanaw at matututunan at matatanggap at lalakaran natin ano ang mission ni God na gusto niyang ipalakad sa atin as a church. Number two, the second principle in building a missional church is mission prayer. Because when we pray, no, our hearts are set on fire. Kagaya sa awit natin kanina, our heart, our desire, our cry is to see the nations worship you. So ito yung ating deklarasyon, ito ang ating declaration and decree that the nations will see and know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And therefore, we pray. Not only we pray for the church, but we pray for ourselves that I too will join in the mission of God in the church. Number three is mission sending. Narinig nyo na ito, mission sending. We go to where the Lord send us. We go with a sense of mission. We go with a sense of joy. Merong kagalakan wherever God sends us. Mission support. This is the number four. Crossroads Church rises up in support for global missions. Do you know that Crossroads Church, simula po nung 5 years ago pa, bago pa natin pasimulan itong times 10 na goals natin, ay kasama po tayo at naging kamyembro na tayo ng Global Alliance or Intentional Disciple-Making Churches in the whole world, whereby na po the chairman or the spiritual mentor and director of the Global Missions is Pastor Edmond and Pastor Ann Chan. So we joined them. We joined them, and therefore the Crossroad Church rises up to support. Kaya meron tayong IDMC. Meron tayong Intentional Disciple Making Church Conference. Meron tayong IDMC strategies. So dito po natin nauunawaan ang mga divine appointment o panawagan ng Diyos, the pathways to take so that we can join the mission in the whole world today. Not tomorrow, but today. So these four things, siguro sabihin nyo, ang bata ko pa, ang aga pa, o bago pa lang ako sa church, bakit ito ang topic? Utang po namin ito sa inyo. And this is our responsibility, that as young as you are, as new people you are here in the church, as beginners, no, na meron po tayo marami ngayon dito, nagpapasimula pa lang sa pagsunod sa Panginoon, this is the time, this is the day na maunawaan natin ano nga ba talaga ang misyon ng Panginoon. And with this, gusto po nating maunawaan na itong apat na ito ay tinatawag na macro view. Malawak na tingin, malakihang tingin ng church. The mission education, the mission prayer, the mission sending, and the mission support. Kaya this time, hindi natin itatalakay itong macro. Kasi this is our responsibility as pastors to guide you over the macro. But today, I'm gonna give you the micro, wherein lahat tayo ay kabahagi po dito. Missions work is not a work of the pastor nor the volunteers, but missions work is the work of every one of us who have received the love of God. So dito tutunghayan natin ano nga ba itong micro view na ito. Kasi ito na yung response natin. How can I be missionally deployed? Papaano ako makakahayo? Papaano ako magiging missionary? Hala, ready na ba tayo? Pupunta na ba tayo sa ibang lugar, sa ibang bansa? Yun bang ibig sabihin ng missionary? Yun bang ibig sabihin ng missionally deployed? So tatlong bagay po this morning for us to respond to this missionally deployed. How can I be missionally deployed? Number one, get mission clear. Number two, be mission ready. And number three, stay mission true. Let us all together pray. Our Heavenly Father, aming Diyos, aming Ama, nais po naming hilingin ang iyong kapangyarihan, buksan ang aming mga paningin upang makita namin ang kamangha-manghang katotohanan ng iyong mga salita so that we can join you in the global mission. Lord, realizing na napakahalagang lumakad sa iyong kapangyarihan at sa iyong biyaya nang may kagalakan responding to your call to become missionaries, Lord, into our days. Help us to see what you see so we can do what you say. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Come on. Yes. God is about to speak to us and we can join Him in His mission here on earth. How can I be missionally deployed? Number one, get mission clear. Kailangan po malinaw sa atin ano ang pakahulugan ng mission. Mission. And this calls us to go back to the terms of missional Christian. Kailangan po bumalik tayo sa mga terminology o sa mga kapahayagan sa Biblia. Paano nga ba ako maging missional na Christian? Paano nga ba ako madedeploy? O nasaan nga ba ako ngayon? At paano ko paiiralin ang pagiging missional kung saan man ako inilagay ng Panginoon? Pabalik tayo sa napaka Kumbaga po, madalas nating marinig na text. Matthew 28:18-20. Basahin po natin. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Hindi po ito bago sa atin. Madalas na po natin itong makita at marinig at maituro sa atin. In a year's time, paulit-ulit natin binabanggit ang Matthew 28:18-20. Again, why? Because this is the heart of our purpose. This is the heart of our identity. This is our great commission. Ngayon, kung titignan po natin itong Matthew 28:18-20, at para maunawaan natin at magkaroon tayo ng linaw ng misyon, kailangan nating sagutin ang apat na tanong na nakapaloob sa Matthew 28:18-20. And these are the questions. Number one, go where? Number two, go who? Number three, go how? And number four, go do what? Madalas nating makita yung Matthew 28:18-20, kinakabisa natin ito, familiar na ito sa atin, subalit hindi malinaw. Tama po ba? Or kaya madalas sa atin dahil nga parang mabigat, iniiwasan na natin. Dahil ito ay para tila dayat at dagdag sa mga dapat ko pang gawin ay teka muna. Pero bakit nga ba tayo may excuses? Bakit meron tayong feeling na burdened? Bakit may feeling tayo na takot to look at Matthew 28:18-20? Because we do not really understand. Hindi talaga natin lubos na uunawaan ano ang Matthew 28:18-20. Kaya hindi na tayo makalampas sa pagbasa at maipamuhay at malakaran ng Matthew 28:18-20 because it is not clear to us. Now, let us take a look. Sagutin natin ang apat na tanong na ito upang maging maliwanag sa atin ang misyon. Go where? The first question is go where? Sino dito, nung bata pa lang tayo, no, talagang excited ka to respond to the Lord's call, and you once said to yourself, "I wanna be a missionary." Pero din nagsabi na, "Teka Lord, gusto ko maging missionary pero wag po doon. Wag po sa lugar na iyon. Nakakatakot. Or kaya baka walang pagkain." Kagaya po na ni Pastor Ed, sabi niya, "I want to be a missionary, I want to serve you, but please don't go, don't send me to Africa, don't send me to South Africa." Bakit daw? Sobrang init, no? Ano daw nangyayari? Pagka nakakita ka ng manok, maya-maya may itlog na. O kaya pagka kumuha ka ng gatas, evaporated na. Sa sobrang init. So, natatakot tayo na masend tayo sa mga unfamiliar places. So hindi natin to tinitignan as if ito'y para sa akin. Because, teka muna, hindi pa ako ready, hindi ko alam anong gagawin. But first and foremost, kailangan natin makita, masagot yung tanong na go where? And, you know, sabi ni Pastor Ed, ayaw niya talaga sa South Africa, pero ngayon, he loves South Africa because there was this great revival in Africa. And IDMC, no po, is really spearheading, no po, Intentional Disciple Making Church in Africa. Nakwento na po niya dito mismo sa ating IDMC conference. Nabisan kinausap niya yung bishop and sabi niya, "Next year, I'm gonna come back here and please gather all the pastors." And then, nung dumating na po yung following year, bumalik na si Pastor Ed, ginamit po nila yung isang lugar po doon na para lamang po iyon sa mga dignitaries. Parang isang malaki area, parang siguro isang Araneta Coliseum na it's only for dignitaries around the world, pero binuksan for the IDMC because this bishop did not only invite his pastors in his denomination, he invited 26 churches around South Africa and the neighboring countries. So, hindi natin alam kung saan tayo isesend ng Panginoon, pero nauumpisa na tayo agad sa excuse, sa inhibition, sa takot because of the uncertainties or unfamiliar places. Or di kaya inuunahan natin ang Panginoon kagaya ng isang 17-year-old boy. Sabi niya, I wanna be a missionary, Lord. So please, para maging madali ito sa ating lahat, send niyo po ako sa Disneyland. Abay, tatayo lang ako doon sa gate ng Disneyland. Bakit? Ang dami-daming mga tao from every nation coming to Disneyland. And then, I just give trucks. So tayo na po ang pumipili ng ating lugar. At kung hindi iyon ang lugar na gusto natin, we say, wait, no, no? At marami na tayong kinukwenta. But you know, the question, go where, is not a question of geographical consideration. Go, hindi po ito tungkol sa lugar. Hindi po ito tungkol kung saan. Go where answers the question about the willingness of our heart to say to God, Lord, send me. I am willing to go wherever you will for me. I give you a blank check of my life. That's the condition of the heart. Go where is not a geographical consideration, but a heart condition. Nandun ba talaga ang ating willingness to go wherever God would send us? So bakit natin iniiwasan itong Matthew 28:18 to 20? It's not clear to us. Therefore now, pinapaliwanag sa atin, answering the question first, go where? It's not a place, but to check on first the willingness of the heart. Number two question, go who? Tubigin po kayo sa katabi nyo, sabihin nyo, ikaw. balik ka sa katabi mo, sa kabila, sabihin mo, ako. You know, the greatest challenge of the church in missions is not you and me. The greatest challenge ngayon is yung tanong na, who, me? Who, me? Ako ba? Pag tinignan mo yung sarili mo ako, hindi ako trained. Bago pa lang ako. I feel inadequate. Ang dami ko kayang ginagawa. Ang dami ko kayang alaga. Ako ba talaga? So this is the question not of ikaw, siya, sino ba sa atin? Kung hindi, still, no? This is a question of our equipping. Our training. No, yung feeling mo na inadequate ka, kaya hindi ikaw. We qualify the who with the things that we already acquire and the things we already know. At dahil wala ako noon, dahil hindi ako yon, hindi pa ako sanay, hindi ako to. So go who is not, ituro natin eh, go who really dito is, who me? Bakit ako? Wala kaya ako alam dito. We limit ourselves, we deny our calling. I am not equipped. Kaya sagutin natin yung pangatlo, go how? Kaya natin hindi masagutan na, yes, Lord, I am willing, I will go. Kasi hindi natin malinaw na natatanggap at natututunan yung go how. We don't go in our own strength. We don't go in our own knowledge. We don't know, we don't go with our adequacy or security. We go in the authority of the one who sent us. Last time, nung ako po'y nasa Malaysia, I was only 21 years old. I was sent by Scripture Union in Malaysia para po makapag-training for 21 days. And then, I was assigned to speak to a children's camp. So ako po yung children's camp speaker. 21 years old po ako. Kausap ko po ay mga Malaysian na mga bata. Na sobrang matatalino po yan. And really, I was so afraid. Pero sabi lang po sa akin, ng aking mentor, sabi niya, just go. Scripture Union is sending you through the power of the Holy Spirit. And they prayed for me. And that made me really confident to face the children's camp. Parang hundreds of children po ang nandun. And I was teaching, I was speaking, and I really feel the power of the Lord in my life. So, pagkatinignan mo yung pagkatawag ng Diyos, sinabi mo, wala ako nun eh. Hindi ko alam yun eh. Paano ba yun? Kasi kinukwenta natin yung wala sa atin at hindi natin kaya. Because primarily, we go with our own strength. But this time, sinasabi, all authority has been given to me, go! Yung binigay sa aking authority, nasa inyo, go! You are my disciples, you're walking in my power, in my name, go! Kaya go, who, me? Pa-answer lang natin yan pagka sinagot natin yung go, how? I am empowered. I am sent by the Most High God. I am sent by the majesty of the kingdom of heaven. Go. And then, sabi dito, go to do what? Ano bang gagawin natin? Yun. Make disciples. Kasi iniisip po natin, ang gagawin natin, mag-lead ng Bible study. Tama? Go make disciples. Anong gagawin natin? Mangunguna tayo sa prayer. Sa opisina, igagather mo yung mga staff mo and evangelize mo sila, iba-Bible study mo sila. Go do what? Mag-lead ka ng life group? Pumunta ka sa street? Magbigay ka ng tracts? Go do what? Yun ba yun? Go make disciples. But here, gusto po natin makita dito, it's not about leading a Bible study. It's not about opening a life group. It's not about the Bob giving tracts. Lahat po iyan ay superficial. Lahat po iyan ay outward. Pero ang sinabi dito, go make disciples of all the nations. So bago po natin maunawaan pa, ano pa ang ibig sabihin ng go do what? Gusto ko po ikwento sa inyo. Si Eric Little, alam niyo po yan, naikwento na po ni Pastor Al. Siya ay Olympian, siya ay runner in 1924. Sino na po ang buhay nun? Wala pa, no? 1924, si Eric Little. Siya po ay magaling and champion sa 100-meter run race. Subalit isang araw, nagulat po siya, nung nando na po siya sa labanan, sa Olympics, nagulat siya na yung 100-meter run race ay in-schedule ng Sunday. Dahil si Eric Little ay bata pa lang siya, laking Sunday school na siya, and he really loved the Lord. To cut the long story short, hindi po siya tumakbo ng 100-meter run on a Sunday. He went to a small church and worshiped there. So bakit po ganun? Kasi yun ang kanyang value, yun ang kanyang pagkatawag, pagiging disciple ng Panginoon, and he really wanted to glorify God on a Sunday. Pero binuksan pa rin ang pagkakataon sa kanya to run naman on a 400-meter run. And to cut the long story short again, nanalo po siya. Hindi na po ginawang Sunday yung, hindi po nakaschedule ng Sunday yung takbo niya ng 400 run. Pero tumakbo siya at nanalo siya. So tuwang-tuwa ang mga tao sa kanya, and this narrative, this story, no po, was published around the world. And nung tinanong po si Eric Little, saan nagagaling yung galing mo? Bakit ang bilis mo tumakbo? Anong focus mo? Anong secret mo? Kahit hindi ito craft mo, 100 meter ka eh, pero tumakbo ka ng 400 meter dash, bakit ka nanalo? Ano ang galing mo? Sabi niya, nung first 200 meters daw na tumatakbo siya, he gave it all. His best. And on the second 200 run na po, nung phase na ng second 200, he ran with the Lord. He ran feeling the pleasure of God. He wanted to run glorifying the Lord. He didn't know na nananalo na pala siya. So ano ang pinaka-mission and purpose ni Eric Little? It's not to run fast, but he has this mission focus, and that is to glorify God. That is to glorify God. So that's the condition of his heart. Pwede niyang talikuran ng mga small ambitions in life just to glorify God, just to honor Him. My life is to believe, to glorify God. Yun ang kanyang mission. At yung mission niya na yun, malinaw. Kahit saan siya dalhin, kahit sa larangan ng iba pang bansa o mga, sabi natin, Olympics pa ito, kaya niyang itabi, kaya niyang isang tabi o i-let go. Why? Because he has this mission calling. Malinaw sa kanya that my life is to give glory to the Lord. I am called wherever God sends me, I am called to glorify Him. So, kamusta po tayo? Kapag ka sinabi, go and make disciples. Go do what? Make disciples. Kaya parang dagdag sa atin to eh. Nagpo-programa po tayo eh. Pero go make disciples, ang ibig lang pong sabihin dito, tayo mismo una. Pinapakita natin, wherever God placed us, talagang we are His disciples. We glorify Him. Yun ang una. Go do what? You are His disciple. Alam niyo po, sa Breakthrough Weekend, meron tayong three movements na madalas po nating sinasabi. I wanna join the Breakthrough Weekend. Why? Because I believe God breaks in. And when He breaks in, no, yung kapangyarihan ng Diyos ay pumasok at pinayagan kong gumawa sa aking buhay, then I break with all my sins. That's the only time I can have this victory over my old life. Wala po makapagbabago sa ating tao. Kahit malapit kami kay Pastor Edmond Chan. Pastor Edmond Chan cannot change my life. Only God can change my life. So when we allow God to break in and we break with all our sins, then breakthrough comes out. No, ibig sabihin tayo ay lalaya. Tayo ay magpapanibagong sigla. Tayo ay magpapanibagong lakas. Subalit, hindi po sapat yung when God breaks in and we break with our sins, then we have this breakthrough. Kailangan mayroong pagpapatuloy. And therefore, sabi dito, hindi tayo matatapos at hindi mag-e-end yung Breakthrough Weekend na malaya ka, pinatawad ka, binigyan ka ng bagong pag-asa ng Diyos para saan? So that you can break forth in fruitfulness. So that you can be a Matthew 28:18-20 Christian. So that you will be missionally deployed. We need all the encounters. We need all the retreats. We need all this live group sharing. We need all friends and discipleship journey one-on-one. But unless the mission is clear, go do what? Ano po iyon? Make disciples of all nations by being first a disciple, and then wherever God places me, then I break forth in fruitfulness, giving Him all the glory. If we do not break forth to live for something bigger than ourselves, if we are not willing to give up the small ambitions, we miss the mission clear in our lives. Ano po bang mga ambition natin? Ano po bang mga pangarap natin? Dito po iyan sa lupa. And if we are not willing to let go of this for something bigger than ourselves, then we miss so much of clarity in our purpose and mission in life. Number two, not only to have clarity in mission, but also to be mission ready. Naririnig po natin yung word na rooted. Yan. So, in order for us to be ready, well, we need to be rooted. So, yung number one, yung be mission clear, that's our rootedness. And now that we are rooted, everything is clear, we can answer the questions about clarity in mission na go who? Ano nga po yung apat na yun? Balikan po natin. Go where? Go who? Go how? And go what to do? Pag malinaw na po yan sa atin, that serve as our roots na po, becoming missionary and becoming missional, then we proceed to becoming mission ready. So, paano ba tayo maging mission ready? Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you." Matthew 6:33? Tungkol ba yan sa pagmimisyon? Yes! When we know the significance, when we know the meaning of Matthew 6:33, then we can be mission ready. Because Matthew 6:33 is not a verse for setting priorities. Matthew 6:33, sabi doon, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Hindi po ito priority verse or tungkol sa priority. Parang ganito. Sabi ni Lord sa Matthew 6:33, unahin mo siya at ang kanyang katuwiran, at ang lahat ng bagay ay idadagdag niya sa iyo. So anong gagawin mo? Kagaya ba ni Eric Little? Magsimba ka muna? At wag kang tumakbo, wag mong gawin yung pagtakbo. Kaya ngayon siya, nanalo siya sa 400 meter dash. Hindi po yun. Dahil tumapat ng Linggo at ang commitment ni Eric Little is to worship the Lord and to glorify God on a Sunday, kahit ano pa yan, tatalikuran niya because that's his commitment. Pero yung sinasabi sa Matthew 6:33, hindi po ito formula. This is not a verse to set our priorities nor to get a formula para makuha natin yung attention ni Lord. Ano yun? Dahil takot tayo kay Lord, sige, magsimba muna ako. Mamaya na lang ako ganito. Or kaya, nako, hindi ka nagsimba. Hindi ibibigay sa'yo ni Lord yan. Yun po ba yun? Ganun po ba ang Diyos? Napaka-insecure po ng ating Panginoon kapag ganun po ang turing natin sa Kanya. Matthew 6:33 is not a priority statement, but a purpose statement. This is us as Christians, as believers, that we seek first the kingdom of God. It means na hindi lamang siya yung first upon in sequence, kundi siya yung first in everything. I don't set my life like this. Number one, si God. Number two, ang husband ko. Number three, ang mga anak ko. Number four, ang ministry. No, I don't set that. Siguro, sa scheduling, merong ganun. Pero naaayos na na-navigate when you enroll in cross-training to ordering your inner life. Maaayos. But this is not about scheduling. You know how I grow in my purpose? It's just like this. I put God first in everything. His word, His will, His ways. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. And when I relate with my husband, how do I relate with him as a wife? I relate with how God leads me to be a wife to Him. Not my way, not my want, not my will, but God's way, God's will for me to unleash to my husband. That is for me, no po, making God first in my marriage. How do I relate with my children? It's not how I want them. Hindi yung pangarap ko ang masunod sa anak ko. Hindi yung gusto ko ang masunod sa anak ko. Kung hindi ang kalooban ng Diyos ang masunod sa mga anak ko, paano yun? I need to listen to the Lord. Therefore, I let God lead me so I can lead my children. God first in my parenting, in my discipleship, in my coaching, in the counseling. Not my will, not my way, not my time. But I listen. I ask God. Kapag wala akong word, tumahimik. Simple as that. Or else, maraming pagkakamali ang pwedeng magawa. That's putting God first in the ministry. So this Matthew 6:33 is not about sequencing of your priorities. This is about my purpose. This is about my calling. Kasi where you live will determine how you live. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Where do I live? Saan ba ako nabubuhay? Dalawang levels of living. Ang meron po ang tao. Number one, living for things above and living for things below. Para saan ka nabubuhay? O paano mo sinasakabuhay ang iyong buhay? Ang buhay mo ba, ang pananaw pa ng buhay mo ay puro pananaw pang itaas? About the kingdom of God? About His righteousness? O ang buhay mo ay dito lang nakatingin sa lupa? Kaya when we look up to Matthew chapter 6 to hanggang Matthew chapter 5, dito ipinakita ng Panginoon the contrast. In Matthew chapter 5, makikita niyo yung the Beatitudes. Yung blessed are the poor in spirit, for they will see the kingdom of God. Blessed are the meek, blessed who are hungry and thirsty. Blessed are the poor. Bakit yun ang pinakita? Blessed are those who are persecuted. Yun ang nagaganap sa mundo, pero grabe, may makalangit na pagpapala. Paano nangyari yun? And then, pinakita niya in Matthew chapter 6, 24 to 32, kung paano nabubuhay yung mga Gentiles. Laging nakatingin sa damit, laging naghahanap ng pagkain, laging concerned sa sasabihin ng tao. Diba? Sabi ng Panginoon, look at the lilies of the field. Hindi naman umiiyak yan para magkaroon ng damit. Pero yung Diyos, no, dinadamtan ang lilies of the field na wala pang yung damit nga ni Solomon eh, karang-yarang niya eh. Pero hindi mo maiko-compare sa ganda ng lilies of the field o lily of the valley ang ganda ito sa mga damit pa ni Solomon. That's how our Father cares for us. Pero ang mga mata natin, sabi ng Panginoong Jesus sa kanyang mga disciples, and with all the people following Him, ang mga mata natin nasa damit, nasa pagkain, nasa mga desires, nasa mga pursuits natin, worldly pursuits. That's why your life is so anxious. And you are so worried with all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Where do you live? Saan ka pa nabubuhay? If you're living in the kingdom of God and living for His righteousness, then malinaw sa'yo ano ang value mo, ano ang conviction mo, saan ang compass, saan ka pupunta. Your mission is clear. You will always be mission ready. Often we set our minds on things below. Kaya madali tayong ma-insecure. Madali tayong matakot. Hindi tayo mapalagay. We are always restless. We wonder what life is all about because our mission is to earn. Our mission is to be famous. Our mission is to be known. Our mission is to acquire wealth here on earth. Pero sa pag-acquire natin na yon, kakambal nun ang anxiety, fear, worries, troubles, and terrors of life. Kaya if you wanna be missionally deployed, be mission ready. Be a Matthew 6:33 Christian. We often hear this narrative. Ano yung mga narrative na ito? Uy, you must give to God more. Uy, you must do more. Uy, you must give more of your resources, give more of your time, give more of your talent, give more. You must commit more, more, more. That's a wrong message. Ang tingin natin, ito mission ready ito. Ito hindi. Bakit? Kasi he gives more. Ikaw, so that you can be ready, you give more. Ah, ito mission ready. Kasi lagi siyang present. Ikaw, for you to be mission ready, you must also be present. More, more, more. This is not about becoming missionally deployed or mission ready. This is a wrong message. Where does the mission begin? Saan ba nagsimula ang mission? Saan ba nagsimula ang paghayo natin? Hindi po sa atin to. Hindi po magsisimula ang mission sa atin at sa ating mga deklarasyon. The gospel started the mission. We should start with the gospel. We should start where God started it all. Saan po ba ito nagsimula? The gospel begins, or the mission begins, with how the Lord set His commitment to us. Hindi po yung commitment natin. It's not our commitment to God na doon magsisimula ang pagmimisyon natin. Magsisimula ang pagmimisyon natin when we understand the commitment of God to us. Sabi po ni Steve Harvey minsan sa kanyang interview, meron po siyang in-interview na isang young woman, and she was asked by Steve Harvey na ano bang hinahanap mo sa isang lalaki para maging asawa. So what are you looking for a husband? And sabi po ng babae na ito, sumagot siya na, oh, ang iniisip ko ay yung kung ano yung itsura, kung ano yung kaya niyang ibigay, and everything. And then Steve Harvey, in his brilliant na po reply, he said, stop looking for men for what he will give to you, but look for men for what he will sacrifice for you. Huwag ka tumingin sa lalaki o humanap ng lalaki kung ano yung maibibigay niya sa'yo. Hanapin mo yung lalaki na handang magsakripisyo para sa'yo. Amen, ladies? Alam na natin. Bakit ganon? Mayroong malaking difference yun. Hindi lang yung ibibigay niya sa'yo eh, kung hindi yung ano na yung isinakripisyo niya para sa'yo. Kaya ang tanong, ano bang ibibigay ko sa Lord para magsimula yung mission? Saan pa ako magsisimula para maging missionally deployed ako? So I can join the Crossroad missionally deployed. Paano ba ako magiging missional na Christian? Saan ako magsisimula? What can I give? I give He this. What I can give more? What I can do more? That's a wrong message. You keep quiet and you ponder and you think, anong ginawa na ni Lord para sa'yo? Because unless we accept that, unless we understand that the weight of what Jesus sacrificed for us, never ever we will join Him in mission. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. This speaks of God's love for the world. Ang Diyos Ama nagmahal sa atin, ibinigay niya si Jesus ang kaisa-isa niyang anak. Hindi para lamang magturo, kundi para mamatay for our sins, for our payment, for the payment of our sins. God has only one Son and He made Him a missionary. He incarnated to die on the cross for us. Kung wala po tayong rema, kung wala tayong revelation, kung hindi natin pinapahalagahan ang John 3:16 and we think, how can I be missionally deployed? Ano nga bang ituturo ko? Anong gagawin ko? Paano ko ito gagawin? Kailan? Never. You will never be ready for mission. But when you have this rema in your heart, kapag ka naunawaan mo ang pag-ibig ng Diyos, una niyang ibinigay sa'yo. Pagka naunawaan mo ang Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Ako, papunta ako sa impyerno, magpasawalang hanggang magdurusa ako kasama si Satanas. Kahit gusto kong mamatay, hindi ako mamamatay doon sa impyerno, because I will be forever separated from my Creator. But suddenly, without me knowing it, kahit wala pa ako dito, 2,000 years ago, God already made a remedy for my salvation. He died for me. And therefore, I walk this life, I journey with this life, heading to eternal life with Him forever. What is the greatest gift? The greatest gift is eternal life? No, the greatest gift is Jesus. Unless we have this revelation, hindi tayo magtataas ng kamay para purihin ang Diyos. Unless we see the hope that we have in Jesus, kukulangin ang salita ng mga song leader para sabihin, pumalakpak po tayo, umawit tayo, buksan natin ang ating mga labi to praise the Lord. Hanggat wala kang pagpapasalamat sa ginawa ni Jesus sa'yo, maiiba at maiiba at maiiba ang mga leaders mo, hindi ka pa rin nagbabago. John 20:21, Jesus said to the disciples, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. When Pastor Ed and Pastor Ann were here, we had a privilege to dine with them. And I had this question with Pastor Ed. A real question. I asked him, Pastor Ed, what's your heart? What's your thoughts about the war in Israel? So I want to see and I want to understand in the light of my pastor how he takes the situation in the world. And ang sabi niya, yes, Israel is at war right now, but you know, this is not the only nation at war. Around them are 32 armed conflicts all around the world. So this is not just about Israel and Gaza or Palestine. This is about the world. But the question is, how can I pray for Israel? And Pastor Ed answered me, yes, we need to pray for Israel. We pray for their peace. As Old Testament and New Testament, the Bible admonishes us to pray for peace for Israel. But Israel needs to go back to the basics. There must be clarity of mission. Israel must be born again. Israel must be born again. It's not about the Iron Dome. It's not about the rocket science. It's not about the sizes of their rockets still. It's about peace. But unless Israel recognize the Prince of Peace, Jesus, they will not be saved. We must go back to the basic. How ready you are for mission. If the gospel doesn't grip your heart, kung yung ginawa ni Jesus hindi pumupunit ng puso mo sa pagpapasalamat at pagpupuri sa Kanya, we are missing. And we are very far from being ready for missions. We will always be afraid of what would people say. We will always be afraid of our lives. We will always be afraid of our identity. We always feel inadequate. Why? Because we think this work, this mission is a work, this mission is a program. No! This mission begins with the heart of God. This mission begins when God sent His Son, and this Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, died for us. Kaya kailan magsisimula ang paghayo mo? Hindi kung kailan ka ready. Hindi kung kailan ka may pera. O kaya naman kung wala ka nang gagawin, siguro nga missionary na lang ako. No! Missions begin when you understand first that you are loved by God and He gave His life for you. This church, Crossroad Church, is not teaching another program so that we can all become missionaries. We become missionaries when we understand, wow, the first missionary ever reached out to me. And now I am saved. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang ating Panginoong Jesus. Hallelujah! Last, number three. Not only be mission clear, not only be mission ready, or get mission ready. Number three, stay mission true. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, and trust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, may narinig tayong magandang balita, amen? May na-receive tayong magandang balita, amen? Lumalakad tayo sa magandang balita, amen po ba? Amen. Tayo po ay recipients ng magandang balita. Amen. Sabi doon, huwag mong sarilinin. Huwag mong itago. It is meant for sharing. And the more you share it, the more you feel the abundance of God. Marami sa atin madamot, kuripot. Pero sa Panginoon, lahat, kung ano siya at sino siya, anong meron siya, ano ang kanyang mga gawa, it's all meant for sharing. That's how generous our God is. Huwag tayong maging reservo. Huwag tayong tayo lang. Kung hindi, let us be a conduit to God's amazing grace. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, sinasabi lang nito dalawang principles. Number one, you live it out and you pass it on. You live it out and you pass it on. You live the truths and you pass it on. You live the truths and you pass it on. You apply the truths and you pass it on. You live the truth. You are the truth. Pass it on. Becoming mission true. Mag-ingat po tayo. Because there is this mission drift. Mission drift. Avoid the danger of mission drift. Yung nakuha mo na ang gantimpala, nakita mo na ang hiwaga, alam mo na kung saan ka patungo. Napakaganda ng biyaya ng Diyos, pero binabaliwala mo. Or kaya sa paglakad mo, isinantabi mo, avoid mission drift. There is this one famous university in America, Harvard University. No, parang pangarap natin magkaroon ng magkaroon tayo ng student, no, sa Harvard University. But you know what? Paano nagkaroon ng Harvard University? Alam niyo ba ang kanilang mission? Unang-una, ang mission ng Harvard University is to know God in Jesus Christ. Nagsimula ang Harvard University as a Christian university. Pero alam nyo, after ilang taon, 70 years later, right now, Harvard University drifted from its mission. Alongside with this, habang nawawala na ng kumbaga po, ng influence ng Harvard sa mga Christian institution, mayroon pong isang nag-akda o kumbaga kumopya sa kanila. And that's another famous university in America, and that's Yale University. Ginaya po nila yung Harvard. And they tried to become something like Christian. They put God in the university. But with all the pressures in America, hanggang sa dumating na bawal na buksan ang Biblia sa Amerika, bawal i-preach ang Biblia sa mga eskwelahan, Yale University drifted also away from their mission. Two famous universities in America drifted away from their calling. And sana wag sa atin dumating yun. That once we were so in love with God, once we were so passionate with God, pagkatapos ng encounter natin, sobrang taas na insan ng spirit mo, insan. Na talagang hindi mo makontain, no? Parang tornado ang iyong feelings sa iyong happiness. And you even testify that you're walking in the clouds dahil pinatawad ka ng Diyos sa iyong mga kasalanan. Imagine mo yun, na sino nga ba ako para pansinin ng Diyos, and all of a sudden, God rescued me. Amazing grace. 5 years after, 10 years after, nasaan na? Are you still amazed of that grace? Are you still in awe of that grace? Are you still thirsty and hungry for the presence of God, or you're drifting away? Ano ibig sabihin nun? Yung pumupwede na yung araw-araw natin nang wala tayong salita ng Diyos. Yung pumupwede na tayo'y naglilingkod sa Diyos. Yung pumupwede na tayo'y kasama sa ministry. Yung pumupwede na tayo ay present in the church. But our hearts are offended, our hearts are wicked, our hearts are lingering with sin, our appetites are still lingering and pursuing worldly things. And that's drifting away. May the Lord really rekindle the fire back in us. What is our mission? Crossroad Church has a mission to glorify God and make disciples. Let this be our steady compass. Let us stay true to our disciple truths, disciple-making roots. Stay on the path. Stay on the path. There is a big difference between platforms and pathways. We thought that mission work is a platform. I will be known, I will be acknowledged, I will be sent out, I will be mentioned, That's a platform for mission. But what we're talking about here, becoming mission true, is not about platform. It's about having the pathway. A pathway of thankfulness, a pathway of praising God, a pathway of honoring God, a pathway to proclaim Him, a pathway to living out and passing on the truth. That's our pathway. That's our calling. That is becoming mission true. Mga kapatid, when we talk about mission, it's not about para ito sa mga may gulang na sa church. Kapatid, kahit kahapon mo lang o ngayon mo lang narinig ang magandang balita ng Panginoon and you are opening your heart for the gospel and you are receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you begin to walk in the pathway where God leads you. And you become a missionary. You are now missionally deployed. For from whose authority? For the one who loved you, gave his life for you, and he's calling you. Sabi po ni Oswald Smith, we talk about the second coming, but half the world has never heard the first. With the rumors of war, with the famine, with the violence and crime around, with all the kinds of wickedness, wow, we always say, darating na si Lord, darating na si Lord, second coming na, rapture na, get ready, yes! We're getting ready because anytime Jesus would come again. But you know what? We keep on telling that. We keep on hoping for the second coming. Pero yung katabi mo sa classroom, yung kapitbahay mo, yung laging nag-aayos ng buhok mo, yung nagme-makeup sa'yo, yung nagbibigay sa'yo ng pagkain sa canteen, they haven't heard of the first coming. They haven't heard of John 3:16. And tayo naman, lakad natin, lakad lang pa-welcome si Lord. Pero ang daming naiiwan. Am I willing to go anywhere? To do anything, anytime for God? Am I willing to give my blank check of my life to God? Because you first gave your life to me. You know, there is this 56-year-old woman, a widow in England. Meron po siyang tatlong anak. Yung kanyang asawa ay namatay in missions. She has lost her husband in missions. And in their church, doon sa England, nagkaroon sila ng missions conference. Siya kasama ng kanyang tatlong anak. And then all of a sudden, the eldest son, the kuya, decided to go missionary to West Solomon Islands. And so he went. Itong panganay na anak po niya, pumunta po sa West Solomon Islands. As one of the pioneer missionaries, he got on the boat, and then when he came to the shore ng West Solomon Islands, sinalubong siya ng tribal chief. At ang sabi sa kanya, we don't want to do anything about Christianity. Kaya kung magbabanggit ka patungkol sa Christianity, it will take your life. Don't cross the line. If you cross this line, I will kill you. And this young man said to the tribal chief, my church have sent me. My mother has prayed for me. I have come to tell you the good news of Jesus Christ. He crossed the line. And he was killed. Not long ago, Nung narinig na po ito ng mga taga-England at ng magulang, yung mother po ng pamilya na ito. They gathered together as a church and they send another missionary to the West Solomon Islands. Marami ang nag-volunteer. Pero mayroon pong napili. Ang napili po ay yung Diko, the second son, the second brother of this young man who died. And the mother prayed for him and sent him. The second son went to Solomon Islands, and when he stopped ashore, the same chief begged him and again drew a line, say, don't cross the line. You cross the line, I'll kill you. And this man said, I'm here to tell you about the good news of Jesus. He crossed the line. And the tribal chief killed him. The news went back to England. And another missions conference was held. And another missionary invitation was called. And the youngest son, the last son, stood up and said to his mommy, Mommy, I want to go. God has sent me. I want to go. The mother prayed for the youngest son. The church prayed for him and sent him. He went ashore and went and met the same chief. The same chief drew the line and said, do not cross the line, or else I will kill you. The youngest son crossed the line, and the tribal chief killed him. The news went back to England. The widow has lost her husband and lost her three sons. The pastor came to visit her to comfort her. And when the pastor saw that the woman was crying, so sinubukan niyang i-console. Ang sabi niya, I know your heart breaks for the loss of your husband and now of your three sons. We are so sorry. And the widow said, Pastor, you have mistaken. I am not crying for the loss of my sons. Oh, said the pastor, what are you crying for then? And the widow said, I'm crying because I have no more sons to send. We're glad that this church sends us. But how about you? Today is a time for you to live up and present your life as a blank check to the Lord and say to Him, anywhere, anything, anytime, Lord. Because in the first place, oh God, you have sent your Son and He died for me. Today, there are Christians in West Solomon Islands. Palakpakan natin ang Diyos. Hallelujah! God is at work mightily over the world, not only in the Miss Universe stage. God is working His redemptive plan. But the question is, are you joining Him? Will you be willing and you begin to say to Him, wherever, whenever, and whatever, Lord, I will follow. Shall we all bow our heads and close our eyes?